Are there areas out there of need in terms of education that oncologists have?
One of the things that struck me as I went through the experience is that as an oncologist, I think we see our patients for 15 or 20 minutes in the office, and we're not aware of what happens during the 3 weeks that we're not seeing the patient. And I think we underestimate the side effects of chemotherapy significantly. The fatigue and malaise is beyond words, and there literally are days where you really can't get out of bed. It takes too much energy to raise your head up off the pillow. I'm not sure that oncologists realize that. The anemia is very difficult to deal with. Granted, we have Procrit and, you know, other agents, but when your hemoglobin is 8.5, you certainly feel it. And same thing when your white count's 1.0. I'm not sure that patients are prepared for that. My sense is that most oncologists don't discuss nutrition very much, and that became a very important issue for me. I was very fortunate to have my sister that came to stay with me and actually was willing to cook for me and find things that I could actually eat. The nausea from Adriamycin and Cytoxan is pretty disabling for about 3 days. And, you know, patients don't necessarily talk about it, and you take the antiemetics and things, but you basically don't eat anything for 3 days.
What dose of Taxotere did you take?
75.
And the carbo?
AUC of 5.
How did you feel on that compared to AC?
I had better energy.
Really?
Yes.
So the AC was really difficult.
The AC was really tough.
I think that's something probably oncologists maybe don't perceive. You had the fatigue during the AC also?
Right.
Did that experience, as you were going through it, did you feel depressed, sad?
Yes. I felt that it was never going to end.
What got you through it?
Well, just as soon as I started to feel better, it was time for chemo again. So it was, you know, into the fourth and fifth cycle, knowing that I had to go through 8. It was very tough to hang in there. It really becomes putting one foot in front of the other and just counting, sometimes a day at a time.
Anything else that sort of helped you get through that?
Family support.
Did you feel a sense of hopelessness?
No. No, I believed that I was going to beat the breast cancer.
Where do you think that came from?
Well, I knew I was doing the most aggressive treatment that I could.
So the knowledge in having seen patients get through this and recover was something you had that I guess other patients didn't have.
That's true.
That's interesting. How long did it take you before you felt well again? Of course, you had these cardiac problems. That occurred how long afterwards?
Actually, during the chemotherapy, and then I had a year of being completely asymptomatic.
How did you feel during that year?
That's when I went back to work full bore, and it felt very good.
How long did it take from the end of chemotherapy till you felt back to normal?
About 3 months.
Did that surprise you?
No, I was expecting that. I also had the chemo brain, as people call it. I had definite problems with short-term memory. So I was glad to have that three-month period. I ended up waiting 6 months to go back to work.
What was the time course of that in terms of when it developed and how long it took to go away?
It developed just almost at the end of the chemotherapy and took about a good almost 6 months, really, to resolve.
Anything that you observed or learned in your recovery from chemotherapy in terms of trying to get back on your feet?
That it took longer than I thought. I really thought I'd be finished, give it a couple of weeks, you know, another 3 weeks, and I'd be good to go. And it really was about 3 months before I started to feel decent.
Where does spirituality fit into your program?
It was important in my personal life, and I did a lot of praying during my chemotherapy.
Do you think that's going on with most patients?
I think so. I think they become more likely to get back to a spiritual or religious focus.
What do you do to try to encourage patients to try to help them in terms of getting through, for example, chemotherapy?
I tell them at the beginning, this is going to be the most difficult thing you've ever gone through. I try to warn them in advance, and I try to give them permission to take it easy, stay in bed if they need to not have to push themselves, not feel like they've got to do all their usual activities or assume their responsibilities. I tell them this is their time that they need to take for themselves.
How do you approach the patient with metastatic breast cancer, for example, at first diagnosis of metastatic disease?
I tell them that it's a chronic disease and that very likely they will survive for some significant period of time. And for most women, it's several years. And I tell them of several patients that I've cared for that have survived for 10 or 15 years.
How do you approach decision-making, for example, as it relates to the use of chemotherapy in the metastatic setting?
I try to use the least toxic therapy possible.